Hey everybody, Steve Maxwell here again, and time for another podcast. It's January 30th, 2014. I don't know where the time goes, but the month is already gone. It's incredible. We've been talking a little bit about people. I've been talking a little bit about people that were influencers to me during either my time coming up as a player, or who inspired me with my drum shop, or just inspired me in general. And one of those people is really, really important to me is Bob Zildjian. And I'll tell you why. You know, I didn't get to meet Bob until only a couple of years ago. I got to meet Bob, not even 2 years ago. And obviously Bob and his brother Armand were the Zildjian brothers who ran the Zildjian business for many, many years. And as most people know, back there in the early 80s, there was a little bit of a division in the family, and Bob went on to establish Sabian. And the interesting thing about this, when I finally had a chance to meet Bob, it was a bunch of circumstances where the person I owe most to for making this happen is my buddy and Sabian rep, Bob Rupp. Bob hounded me for years. He said, "You've got to go up and see Bob. You've got to come up to the factory. You'd love it up there." And you know, I never got up there, hemmed and hawed about it, and wanted to go, couldn't find time, all that stuff. And eventually I did find time to go up there, and it was the best thing that I could have possibly done. It was absolutely fabulous. It was great to meet Bob. He was so enthusiastic, just incredibly enthusiastic. And the thing that's so cool about Bob was that when I went and met Bob, he was 90 years old. Now, I'm 61. And I think about when I went up to meet Bob, when Bob was my age, he started Sabian. So you have to stop and think about that for a minute. I'm 61, and, you know, guys, most guys my age are thinking, well, you know, I'm coming up on retirement, this, that, and the other. When Bob was my age, he was going up to Canada and starting the Sabian company on his own and was still actively running it. Even though he was ill at the time, and you'd never know it by looking at him and talking to him, up until he was almost 91 years old. It was amazing. And that's inspirational to me, because if he can do it, hell, I can do it. I got nothing to complain about. If I'm 61, I'm just getting started. That's how I look at it. And he was the same way when he was my age. So I have to really tip my hat to Bob. He was a great guy, fabulous guy. Loved what we were doing in New York, which made me feel great. And at the time I met him, we proposed doing something in New York that would feature the Sabian line to the kind of players that we cater to, mostly jazz players in our case. And he loved the idea, and we put that plan in motion, and it was really, really a good thing. I was so glad I went up to meet him. I only got to see him that one time, and one other time before that. That was it. I only got to see Bob twice. But as you know, he passed away in 2013, and we all miss him. But the company is in great hands. Andy, his son, has been president for a number of years and is taking over the reins. And Andy's fabulous. He's a great guy, and the company is in good hands. But the point of this particular little podcast is just simply to point out the influence that somebody like Bob Zildjian had on me, and just the fact that, you know, somebody, don't start looking at retirement when you're in your 60s. Start looking at the next phase of your life and what I'm going to do next. So that's how we kind of look at it here. You know, 61, this is phase two of my career. I'm moving forward, and hopefully I'll still be doing it when I'm 90, just like Bob Zildjian was doing it until he was almost 91. So there you have it. We'll do some more podcasts, of course. We'll keep things going. See us on the web at any time at maxwelldrums.com. And, of course, let us know what you think of the podcast. We'd like to get your feedback, and let us know what other types of topics you'd like us to cover, and we'll try to do that for you. Thanks.